Local Black community advocacy groups are reacting to a long history of violence. The Bloomington Normal chapter of the NAACP elated over 1,000 people who gathered for what may be the largest gathering rally ever in Bloomington Normal history. According to the NAACP Vice President Carla Campbell Jackson, the NAACP is not condoning the riots, or are they affiliated with them? According to the Town of Normal, the Normal Police Department is working with colleagues from Bloomington Police, the McLean County Sheriff's Department, Illinois State University Police, and Illinois State Police to minimize the extent of damage and to respond to injuries to keep peace for the larger community. According to Black Lives Matter organizer and public relations officer Louis Gosland, the local Black Lives Matter and Democratic Socialist of America have largely looked out for the safety and well-being of people participating in their First Amendment right to free speech. Gosland urges people to look at the bigger picture when it comes to violence.
I think that whether it be this algorithms on social media or the ratings of the conventional media, folks need to recognize that what's happening throughout this community is not a violent reaction, but in fact a reaction to violence. What we're experiencing right now is actually a very uplifting and powerful experience of dignity and community solidarity. We are experiencing people coming together for the first time saying that enough's enough and doing a level of sustained action that I've not experienced since I've lived in this community or anywhere else that I've been.
In 2019 data collected by the Mapping Police Violence, 24% of police killings were of Black Americans, when just 13% of the U.S. population is Black. That's an 11-point discrepancy. However, Gosland, being a longtime organizer, said that the thing that moves him the most is the dignity that is brought on by these marches and protests. He shares a story of a woman among those protesting.
I marched alongside a young woman who was speaking into a microphone on an amplification device I was wearing on my back, and she was just in tears. She was in tears both in reflecting on the experiences that she's had, and reflecting on the experience of being out marching just the day before and having angry white people throw bleach at her, and the experience of reaching out to establishment sort of leaders, calling on them to promote the action that they were organizing, only to be put off. But then those tears also came because of a feeling of intense joy in seeing the masses of people that were moving with her.
As far as solutions, Gosland proposes that the Bloomington City Council can take action to move implicit bias training with local police department and to change the way they incentivize policing and the way it looks in our communities. What they could specifically do is look at the budget. According to Gosland, it is important that we are investing in solutions for people's lives in the community and not investing in the continued militarization and violence that led to deaths like George Floyd's.
For WZND, I'm Katrina Peterson.